they're charged with protecting native species. They're charged with enforcing the Endangered Species Act, which is an important part of this issue because these non-native species threaten our native species, including threatening endangered species in many cases.
In the past, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has been accused of being too slow to act, even when a problem is pointed out. Would the regulation changes that you're talking about help speed that process?
Well, Congress would have to agree to commit more resources to the agency. I mean, right now, there is one person, believe it or not, only one person whose job is to assess species to be listed under that Lacey Act law to keep out of the country. Obviously, we need more than one. We need some qualified professionals working in this area. We don't need millions and millions of dollars, but we do need, you know, a significant increase, probably, you know, 5 or 6 or up to 10 professional staff looking closely at these imported animals to assess whether we're going to have problems and which ones need to be restricted. Now, how's that going to be paid for? Well, the industries that are bringing these species in and that want to benefit from the import trade, whether it be pet or live animals or biomedical testing or zoos or what have you, those people bringing these species in clearly should carry some of the costs of what they're bringing in. And in that way, the taxpayers don't get burdened too much.
As you've mentioned, this is as much an economic problem as it is an environmental problem. Why haven't the dollars and cents of this issue really had an impact on the politics behind making sure that we can restrict this kind of trade?
Well, that's a great question, and Defenders of Wildlife did do a white paper on the economic impacts of the live animal imports trade. The reason is very simple. The people who benefit do not suffer the costs when these things go wrong. That is to say, the costs are suffered by the public in the form of disease or invasive species concerned or pests. So these costs are externalized or passed on to the general public, and it's the taxpayers in the end that wind up having to pay the costs. On the whole, these species that are brought in, non-native species, are brought in for the pet trade. That's by far the largest reason that species are brought in. That's basically a luxury item. It's not an essential item. Those who benefit from luxury items should bear the costs.
Now, nature seems to eventually cope with many of these exotic species, even the invasive species, to one degree or another. And some people would say that this biological pollution is nearly impossible to prevent. So why fight the inevitable?
I don't buy that argument at all. I mean, that's sort of like arguing, well, diseases are natural and people are going to eventually, you know, cope with diseases. And so why bother trying to prevent diseases? I mean, we do it because we want to protect certain values. We want to protect our native species. We want to protect human health. We want to protect the health of our livestock. Of course, we need to be protective and have adequate standards. I mean, we don't need to be operating under a law that was written in the year 1900 just because some people think it's futile to try to deal with this issue. We could cope with it.